there's innumerable reasons why things are late. That happens in the industry. A box does not get picked up from the terminal on time within free time, and the charge is assessed. The second thing we all remember about Blockbuster Video is that it doesn't matter what your excuse is. It's late, you're going to pay the charge. And that's what's happened in the industry. But there are also some systemic reasons for demurrage and detention. And I'm just going to run through very quickly a series of slides with some pictures, which would hopefully be a little more interesting than me just talking, that can kind of walk through like what's been going on with particularly congestion. We hear a lot about it, but there's kind of there's a backstory behind congestion. Some of it's systemic in the industry. I mean, first of all, you know, vessels during the pandemic have had to wait at various periods. There's been waiting times of 40 or more vessels off LA Long Beach. And at different times, vessels have been waiting all over the place. That vessels waiting itself doesn't usually cause a demurrage detention issue because the clock usually doesn't start until a discharge. However, the overall congestion in the industry has had effects on all the components. So if vessels are waiting, there's a reason the vessels are waiting. One of the reasons is that there's no room to dock. And because, you know, as vessels get bigger, it takes increasingly more space at the dock, more time, more complexity. They have to be unloaded and they have to be stored. Marine terminals have finite capacity, both physically and operationally. Physically speaking, this is a grounded terminal. This is a terminal at LA Long Beach. It used to be in the early part of the industry, terminals were what is called wheeled operations. There's some inland terminals that are still like that, where each box sits on a chassis when it's unloaded. You don't stack them. The density of a terminal is much less. All of the major marine terminal, container terminals in the United States are now grounded. It's a fairly high density operation, but it still has limitations. Once you reach your stack limit, the equipment that moves the boxes can't do it any, can't, you just cannot stack any higher. Containers can sometimes be stored out at satellite locations or out of spot, as it's called, but that's very inefficient. And as the facility reaches an operational, you know, near capacity, like generally over 75 or 80% full, it becomes increasingly difficult to operate the terminal because you have to move boxes around a lot of extra times. So, when there's a lot of stuff coming in and on the terminal, there's only so much room. The stuff's going to leave. And this is a picture of a satellite image of New York, New Jersey. I think it's the APMT terminal in Port Elizabeth. Truck gates are a major necessary component of moving cargo off of marine terminals. Each and every one of these containers is moving either on a truck or a rail car. It's got to go out the door in a very orderly fashion. Different terminals have different ways to deal with this, appointment systems, but it is a process which can also lead to congestion. The boxes have to go somewhere. They have to get on highways. There's highway congestion. Every movement of one of these containers on a truck, it's not just a container. It needs a truck. It needs a trucker that's going to do the driving. It needs a chassis. Those are the wheels. And it needs the roads. All of those are potential areas for congestion. On dock rail, this is the other way that containers are moved off the terminal. There are on dock rail facilities at most major marine terminals. There's a finite capacity of on dock rail. And then when you get to the inland terminal, you see here on the sides, this is a double stack rail. This is like the most efficient there is. There are all these chassis lined up on the sides. Well, you still need a chassis and a trucker at this point. It's just moved further inland. So you still need all of that. All of this is subject to congestion. And then when it gets to its location, and this has certainly also been an issue in the pandemic, you need a place to unload. You need time to unload, employees to unload, space to unload. This is a pretty apt picture of what looks like a pretty full warehouse. But if you don't have a place to put it or the people to unload it, or it all comes at too many boxes at one time, it's very difficult to unload. So in the pandemic, there's been a lot of things that sort of systemically have strained the system and led to very significant increases in demurrage and detention. And I'm gonna take a step back for a moment before getting to what that looks like and what that has looked like in the past couple of years and what's happened. Just give a few quick comments on what U.S. Ocean Shipping Regulation is about. The Shipping Act of 1984 is right now the main current legislation that's been around for a while. The Federal Maritime Commission administers the Shipping Act, and they regulate, among other things, competition involving foreign U.S., U.S. foreign, ocean, and intramodal liner transportation. It doesn't include bulk cargo, doesn't include inland-only transportation, but it is the vast majority of most international transportation that the kind of containerized transportation that, you know, we hear about every day recently. Couple important points about the Shipping Act. The Shipping Act and the FMC jurisdiction, there's a waiver of otherwise applicable antitrust laws, the Sherman Act, the Clayton Act, and state laws of similar type are trumped by